This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's 9:06. You're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday talk show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today?
Wonderful.
Have we learned anything before the show?
Oh, yeah, but it's not repeatable.
No, it's not. Definitely not repeatable. We got to watch ourselves today, though. We have Mickey Robinson in. That's from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce. That's fun among itself. But we also have the Sirocco Boys here and John Cicchetta here. And they're talking about Italian-American days. So yeah. Ready for some spaghetti.
Good old Italian Bunnell boys, and then we throw Robinson in.
I haven't figured that out yet.
No.
We'll have our conversation right after this.
Making final arrangements at the time of need is difficult for even the strongest of families. While we do everything we can to make things easier, there is a better way. At Plummer Funeral Home, we offer pre-arranged funeral planning, allowing you to make your wishes known in a quiet, dignified way. It gives you time to consider the different options and then create a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday talk show, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus, and our guests today, John Cicchetta, Jerry Sirocco, and Ed Sirocco, and also Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce. We're here to talk about the 59th annual Italian-American Days. Hard to believe, 59 years for the Italian-American Days, and that's going off this weekend at the Bunnell City Park. And who wants to start us off here? Tell us about...
I can give you a quick rundown of what's going on this weekend.
First off, grab the mic. Make sure we want to hear your tones.
Right. Friday night, May 27th, the park opens at 4:30 with our annual fish fry, which we have every night. But
25th,
I'm sorry. And armbands from 6 to 10 o'clock for $20. And the band that evening is Moon Racer. So that wraps up Friday night. And then Saturday, May the 26th, Education Station has a run at the Bunnell Ballpark that starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. Registration is at 7 o'clock. The 1 mile run starts at 8. The 5K, the 10K goes at 8:30. And then we have Agent 99 band providing music from 7:30 until 11:30 that evening.
That's a good local band.
Yes, it is. And all our bands are local with the exception of Smash. So... Mm-hmm. Sunday, May 27th, is our big day, which starts at 11 o'clock in the morning. We start off with our annual spaghetti, free spaghetti from 11 to 1:30 in the afternoon. We have the Bunyakow, the combo, playing music from 11 to 2 o'clock. Butchie Ball starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon with registration, the beer tent, at noon. And then following the Bunyakow, the combo, we have Avery Hill from 3 to 7. And then the... top band of the weekend is the Smash Band from 7:30 to 11:30, and Smash has promised me that he's going to have some new contests this year, and he's got some new musicians, so we should all have a good time that evening. And we have armbands again that day from 12 until 4 o'clock, again for $20. And then the weekend wraps up on Monday. Park opens at noon, and the armbands run from 1 to 5 for $20 again.
So. And the Smash Band, he's been pretty much a mainstay for the Italian-American Days for as long as I can remember.
Yeah,
he's always been the big band for Sunday night.
That's correct. And he just brings a great crowd in. Everybody has a good time with him.
And, of course, Sunday, don't forget free spaghetti.
Free spaghetti from 11 to 1:30.
By Sunday evening and the time the Smash Band takes the stage, my only question would be, how many people will know whether they're having a good time or not?
Well, we hope there's thousands this year.
Are you talking about the volunteers or the people there?
Either one. Either are. Yep. But they are. They've been at Old Settlers in Hillsborough, and they're really a talented group.
Yeah, they
really are.
They bring a good group of people with them. They get a good following in that, and they really entertain the crowd in that. One thing I want to mention also, this year we've added wine, which we've never had before. So we will be selling wine in the specialty stand this year. So we also have all kind of fish, cod, whiting, hamburgers, hot dogs, Italian beef, And then in the specialty stand, we'll have homemade salami sandwich, bagnacalda, meatball sandwiches, Spumoni ice cream. We got new novelties this year, new shirts, new hats, along with new aprons and things like that. So we've added a few new things this year.
The shirts and the hats, and I think your daughter has something to do with it. Very creative with some of the sayings.
That's correct.
And then you got the bocce ball tournament, and that's I've always said every homecoming, every festival has its own niche. Black Diamond Days has probably one of the largest parades in the area, but Italian American Days, that free spaghetti and the bocce ball tournament, you can't take that away from anything. I mean, that's your mainstay, that's your niche.
Yeah, there's nobody else that does any of that stuff that we do, and a lot of people come out to the park, and we get people from St. Louis or Springfield, because we're only 50 miles away from each direction. And the big question all the time is, what is bagnacalda? And a lot of people, once they taste it, love it, and some of the other ones just aren't sure.
I'm kind of like in the middle. I mean, it depends on how it's made, but the bagnacalda at the Italian American Days is always pretty good.
But if you drink enough, then it tastes really, really good, too. Right, Tobin?
up soda, to a point.
Soda.
How long ahead or whatever, how long does it take you to cook all that spaghetti?
Well, the sauce takes us from 7 o'clock in the morning when we make the sauce. When we start at 7, we're usually done by 1 in the afternoon, so it takes us about 6 hours just to get the sauce made. That doesn't include getting the stoves in and the pots together and everything washed and everything else. Then the spaghetti we start on Sunday morning, usually at 7 o'clock, and we get everything back up, fired up again and stuff like that, and we start cooking. By the time we get the water boiled, we start about 9 o'clock, and by 11:30, the first 5 pots are boiling, and then we just keep shifting from that point on into 30-gallon pots every about 5 minutes or 7 minutes along the way.
If you go out to the Italian American Days on Sunday for the free spaghetti, get there early, because it seems like after church is released, they all come out to the park, and there's a line all deep into the ride area,
right,
for the spaghetti.
Yeah, it is. And there's a good crowd, and that's what we like to see because, you know, again, we talk every year about our organization. We do a lot of things in the area, and we probably, I mean, we're kind of brag a little bit here. We had a letter to the editor last week in the Gillespie News or in the Cold Country Times, and we talk about all the things we do. And just to kind of give you a quick list, we donate to most of the school things. We donate to the yearbook. We donate to the chorus. We donate to the adopt a class out at the school. We donate to the prom. We do flowers on Main Street of Bunnell. We take care of part of the cemetery. We buy the flags for the Veterans Park in Bunnell. We also had some landscaping done this year at the Bunnell Cemetery in honor of one of our former members, John Cedar, and some of the deceased members. So that's going to look new out there at the this year. And we paint most of the things in the park. I mean, everything in the park that's red, white, green, and blue is painted. In fact, we brought John Sicchetto along with us today. He comes from South Carolina, former Bunnell member, and he's been painting hydrants in Bunnell and everything else. We give him the paint, and John goes painting.
John, grab. You came all the way from the Clemson area?
Yep. I worked down in Clemson for the last 25 years, and with the change of baseball, NCAA baseball tournaments, I'm able to come home now for the Italian American Days, and this year I'm a free agent for the bocce ball tournament between Mike Bernoulli and Chuck Price. They both called me, so I'm going to be like, who's that guy who used to be in St. Louis, went out to California?
I think his name is Pujols or something.
I'll go New York and be with A-Rod then. He can hit the ball out of the ballpark at least. I'm a Mets fan, so.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry for you, too. The Mets are kind of struggling.
I know, they're not very good either. But, no, you know, it's nice to come back home and help out. And, you know, yesterday I just went crazy and started painting some fire hydrants in town so everybody could see brand-new fire hydrants.
The city of Bunnell has spoke. Just speak for a second. This is only the second time I heard that you do all the painting over the years. And I say, as a representative of the city council, thank you for doing this paint job, because it probably would have never gotten done.
Well, your relative does a lot of the painting, too, Giant Balzerine. You give him a paintbrush, and he starts usually about 3 weeks before the celebration, and he takes the green paint down there and starts with green, then he does the red, then he does the white. You name it, Johnny paints it.
He's the one that mentioned to me that how did I like the paint job, and I said, well, now I know who done it. I thank you. And now I hear that he's been doing it for 25 years. I just want to say thank you.
No. I've been away from 25 years. I'm just a volunteer to help Johnny out.
Okay. Well, so I'm just, anyway, assistant. The Italian American Club gets a big attaboy.
And that brings up an interesting point here. How many volunteers during this weekend coming up partake and help out, whether it's spaghetti dinner, whether it's painting the park or painting the fire hydrants? How many volunteers are used?
There's quite a few, and if we did not have the volunteers, we would not be able to put this event on. There's 35 to 40 active members in our club, but we rely on the volunteers to come down and help us in the beer stand, the lunch stand, and so on and that. So
if you want to volunteer, just come on out and ask somebody. We'll find a place for you to work. Plus, we have the high school chorus kids come out. Mm-hmm. And they come out and they donate their time, kind of a community service thing, and we usually give them a donation after the celebration. Like I said, we sponsor a lot of things. We do the Christmas lights at Christmas time in Bunnell and stuff like this. We painted all the picnic tables this year. We also do, we help the Lions Club, who puts the flags out for Memorial Day and different celebrations. We bought 25 flags for them this past year. We also gave the Partnership for Educational Excellence. We help with the Lions Club and the Rotary Club sponsor the Halloween parade and the Easter egg hunt in Bunnell. So there are a lot of things that when they happen, we like to chip in. We chip in for new sidewalks in town if they need them, or miscellaneous repairs around town and things like that. We've done a lot of things, and takes a lot of volunteers. And we have volunteers that help us during the year. We have an Easter egg hunt, and they might come out and help us put down 90 dozen Easter eggs or dye them. Or when we put the Christmas lights up, we'll have guys that will volunteer to drive the tractors or whatever. So we get a lot of extra help, which it takes in small communities.
And with everything going on, and I know the park, I was looking over the itinerary of what's going on at the park, including the Italian-American days. That's got to help Bunnell out in the long run, because you're actually drawing people into town, whether it's the concert series, whether it's Italian American Days, whether it's the Fall Festival or whatever. That's got to help in the long run.
I would think so. One of the things that we try to do is that whatever our profits are, we try to turn that back into the community in some way, with some special project or whatever. We're looking at making possibly some enhancements down at the city park, maybe next year or the year after and that. But, again, this is still fun, and as long as it still remains to be fun, we'll continue to do this thing and that. But
enhancements, how? What can you not say?
Well, not right now. there's just some things we need to get approved, and we'll have to get some pricing and things like that. But we'll see what goes on.
And the key word, you just said one of the key words in small town fundraisers or Italian American Days or whatever. You said fun. And as long as you get a group of people out there volunteering and they can have fun while they're doing it, that's the key to it. If it becomes work and people don't want to do it, then you've lost that edge.
That's correct.
When you said that this was your 59th year, I think that's right there says that, it's not only been fun, but it's been very, very successful.
You want to see a group of guys that have fun go out for the free spaghetti? Some of the workers inside the pit. That's got to be one of the hottest rooms ever. And now you got 90-degree, 100-degree weather this weekend. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. But you want to see a group of guys that have fun.
And
that's it, right there.
And they have learned, I'm sure, that they all have a deathly fear of dehydration. So
absolutely.
They have ways of coping with that.
That's exactly
lots of water.
And Bunnell, really, the park in Bunnell is really a really cool place. There mm-hmm. aren't many towns in the area that have a park as nice as Bunnell's. And it's open to the public. The city allows them to use it during the year, whatever. So people use it also. So the whole point is, by keeping that thing looking nice, it's available to the public to use, which is, again, a lot of times you want to just get away for a weekend. You do something during the day. You can ride your bikes down to the park. There's mm-hmm. trees down there. There's pavilions to sit under. We don't charge, actually, also for a lot of other things also. As an example, when you have celebrations, a lot of times cities have to pick up the bill. We pay for our own garbage disposal. We pay for our own dram shop and our own insurance. We pay for our own police protection in there. We pay for the carnival's power. So we try to do everything we can to limit the cost to the city of Bunnell also. That's part of, again, this thing, let's do stuff for our communities, which everybody has to start doing in their communities.
In looking at what goes on in Bunnell, and this hurts me deeply, do have to give my buddy here a compliment. But what local area can you think of, gentlemen, that has summer concerts like Mickey puts on week after week, you know, for a long time during the summer, and the crowds that he draws for these, and, you know, all these things are happening in your little community there.
We do want to stress one other thing, too. If you come to the park, if you're going to drink, whether it's wine this year or beer, you have to have an armband. We have a police officer in the beer stand who you have to go with your ID, show me your ID, and you have to have an armband. Otherwise, you cannot purchase alcohol in the park. That also means that people who come in with outside beverages, they're not allowed in the park either. You can't bring in outside beer or wine or whatever because of the insurance policies. So we want to stress that because sometimes people think, well, it's an open festival, but you really can't do that because that's an issue for our insurance companies.
And that's been that way for a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Well, and we're going to try to stress that a little bit more this year, Ned. I mean, it's just getting too chancy to have somebody get hurt or something like that and say, well, we got it at the Bunnell Italian American Days when they really brought it in themselves. And so this year we're going to ask the officers to have the people discard their beverages that they bring or bring them back to their car or whatever, Ned. But we do not want any outside beverages in.
And I think that's a smart move, and you're starting to see a lot of other homecomings starting to do that just to monitor the situation. Let's head out to the park right now. What's going on? Are the rides being set up as we speak now?
The rides are set up, and they're ready to go. So all we're doing is waiting for Friday night to roll around.
So this is like the calm before the chaos.
Well, that's not true. I mean, you know, everybody thinks that you just walk down the park and the park's there. But, I mean, we've all been working pretty hard. We started a week ago working on painting the picnic tables. They painted the swing sets, the merry-go-round. We've been bringing things down to the park each evening and that. So, you know, there's no magic wand here. Every night is about 3 hours every night that people are doing something down at the park to get ready for Friday.
Keeping it mowed, making sure it's all.
And bringing everything down, getting all the stands set up and things like that. So.
And you guys are kind of the kickoff of the homecoming season, really. You know, you're one of the first ones, and then Gillespie has their Black Diamond Days, and then it just kind of rolls on from that. About every weekend somebody's
and the carnival we have, Swire Amusements, is really a class act. I mean, if you come out there and look, their rides are all well painted, well maintained. They've all been approved by the state. I mean, they have to have a license for that. They have to have an insurance policy for that. Parents want to come out. I mean, you really can't beat the armbands. Like my brother said earlier, on Friday night from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock for $20, adults or kids buy an armband, and they can ride as many rides as they can get on during that four-hour period. You've got the same thing again, as it turns out, on Sunday from noon to 4. Same thing again, $20. You can ride all the rides you want. So the parents can go out there and enjoy the bands. The kids can ride the rides. They can sit down at the picnic tables, whatever. And then Monday, same thing again, from 1 to 5. So, you know, really with the economy being tight, for $20, you can't beat that as far as, you know, parents and having some fun with their kids or whatever.
You mentioned the economy being tight, and I know the Italian American Days is known for the free spaghetti. Is it getting tougher to put the spaghetti on for free?
Oh, we're still able to do it. I mean, that's one of the staples of the celebration and that. So we're going to continue to do that as long as we can.
Okay. So everything's ready to go for the Italian American Days. Now, I have to ask, this is the 59th year. I always think if you have a festival that ends with a 5 or a 0, you got to do a little something extra to it because it's a special occasion. Not that every year's not special, because it is, but next year's 60. Do you have any special plans for the 60th?
Yeah, we will be doing something definitely different next year, Nat, for our 60th year, Nat. We haven't put anything together yet, but once this weekend completes, then we will get started for next year's celebration.
How long does that take? I mean, you get done with this weekend. Do you take, like, maybe a month off and then start working on plans for the next year's festival?
Usually that's what we do. I mean, we usually meet about 6 or 7 times a year, but there's always something going on. Like my brother said earlier, you know, we're putting up Christmas lights, we're doing a Halloween parade, we're doing the Easter egg hunt, that. So we're always involved in doing something.
And, you know, Tobin, we've mentioned the 59 years, and what makes 59 years really important. August the 8th, my wife and I will be married 59 years. So
that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's put up with me that long. That's the key there.
And well, you make 60.
Yeah.
And one thing I want to point out, I heard that there's a YouTube video going around. If we're lucky enough, somebody in this group here, will, I heard he performed at the Crime Stoppers convention in Pena. Robinson did. Singing to something like Hey Mickey or something like that. And I heard he got a standing ovation on that. Yeah. So if we're lucky, maybe he'll be cutting a rug out there at our celebration.
Mickey, did you bust out into Tony Basil? Did you sing Tony? Oh, here it comes. Did you sing out Tony Basil?
No, I did not. I was observing a special band that they had in for the 25th anniversary of the Crime Stoppers. And since you gentlemen brought it up, I'll just add a thing. There's a band called the Bat Rat out of Champaign, college town over there, that they've been playing together. And they put on a concert for 3 hours for the Crime Stoppers group. And it was like a comedy thing. And it was very good. And the what you're probably referring to is one gentleman had they had a tribute night there. And the Macoupin County and Montgomery County Crime Stopper group was tied for first place with all the points with another group from Macon, I think it was. So they had to have a dance contest.
Uh-oh.
And Roger Anderson, who is a member of our Crime Stoppers from Carlinville, and the Macon group person, got out there and danced and overwhelmed everybody. Roger Anderson, not Mickey Robinson.
I heard that Mickey was dancing to the Hey Mickey song, is what I had heard.
Mickey did go out and dance a couple times with his wife, who was there. So I have a witness that it was not me.
And yet, he got approved to be allowed in Vanelled? Wow.
We think he came in and died.
3 o'clock in the morning, huh, Mickey?
No, I did not. I came in between Christmas and New Year's Eve.
At night.
Santa Claus brought it.
Santa Claus or the Grinch.
The Bocce Ball Tournament, anyone wants to participate? Because I know that's a big draw. How do they go? Do they pre-register? Or they
pre-register at 12 under the beer tent on Sunday. The tournament starts at 1 o'clock, and we have both a men's and a women's division. I think last year we had the largest group that we've ever had in regards to participating teams in that. So hopefully this year we'll have another large turnout.
And it's a fun game. I'm still trying to figure out how to play it. My brother plays it quite a bit, and I think he's planning on playing it again this year. But they use all over the park area. And if there's open space, they
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah. I think one group was close by the tracks.
That's probably.
Yeah, we shut down the whole area around the park, not just the park area.
Right.
But, I mean, we shut down some streets and things like that while the tournament is going on. And that usually runs from about 1 o'clock in the afternoon until about 7 in the evening. And sometimes it goes later than that.
Absolutely. Jerry, Ed, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in, talking with us about the Italian American days. John, welcome home for just your short stay or however long you're here. Welcome back. And Mickey, as we come to a close, you've got 1 minute. Tell us a little bit as you break the microphone.
Well, anyway, what we wanted to remind everybody is that the summer concert series will be starting on June 5th. For every Tuesday night from June 5th to July 31st, we have 9 different bands performing for 90 minutes, and it's free parking. Bring your lawn chairs in the Vanelled City Park, and you can listen to it under the pavilion or on the grass area outside there. But every Tuesday night, there's a different band.
And I know you've got a couple big acts scheduled. I know Steve Davis is one of them that will be appearing at some point during the summer.
Every year for the last 8 years, he's closed out the concert series with the largest crowd that we ever have at the concerts every year.
All right. Well, Mickey, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for stopping by. Uncle Ralph, we'll have, I think we have Mickey back again next week as we have the group from the Black Diamond Days coming in and talking with us about the Black Diamond Days.
It's nice to give our listeners a warning that Mickey will be here 2 weeks in a row.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what this means. This weekend means my fair and festival tour starts. So.
And we look forward to having you there, Toby.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And if you play your cards right, I may go into the spaghetti room and help serve some spaghetti.
Is he going to be escorted?
He may be escorted out.
Okay, there you go.
And if he gets, you know, kind of out of the way and you have to put him in a jug, I hope you got a big jug.
That's going to do it, folks. We'll talk to you next week.